You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Joint Working Group for Pay Equity worked on some principles and processes for women to take pay equity claims. We did that during the term of the last National Led Government and made recommendations to them, and those recommendations were adopted and twisted into a new law that we don't think would have worked, and it's been thrown out by this government, thankfully. Mm. That process has now been simplified. The Joint Working Group got back together under the current government. We've simplified the process still further, and now it just makes it a lot easier for women to say, I've got a pay equity claim. There's some very simple, light-touch ways of assessing whether it's a pay equity claim. Things like there needs to be a majority of women who are doing the job, and then just a light touch of process to work out what kind of claim it is. And from there, there's a process of negotiation to try and settle it. And finally, if it's not settled, it will go to, there's always recourse to the court system. But hopefully we've outlined a simple way of making a claim and assessing a claim and settling a claim.
Right, and making that process easier for them as well. Awesome.
Yeah, it's simple to understand, yeah.
And so you also said that that the Equal Employment Opportunities Commissioner, on behalf of all women making claims, how many claims are being made at the moment, roughly?
Well, there's likely to be very many in the pipeline, and I haven't got them all at my fingertips, but there'll be tens of thousands of women workers who are looking to get pay equity and fair pay, ranging from clerical staff in DHB system, there's only 10,000 of those, through to social workers, early childhood workers, teacher aides. There's a whole swag of workers who are in female-dominated occupations who have been unfairly paid now for generations. Mm. We're hoping to apply a process that will fix that. Now, not all of them have come forward. Many of them were waiting for the principles to be adopted by government and then for a new law to be drafted. So there's a little while to go yet. This government, we hope, will amend the 72 Equal Pay Act and so that it reflects the principles we've just drawn up.
Excellent. And you brought up female-dominated occupations. In terms of male-dominated occupations, you said that we need to put these principles into the good law that we already have. Why do you think that the law that we currently have is a good one?
Well, the 72 Act enabled the Christine Bartlett case to proceed, albeit it had to go through quite a litigious process to get there, but the basics of the law are good and sound. It's just an opportunity now to bring it up to date and to incorporate these new principles, which make the process of lodging a claim much easier than what Christine Bartlett had to go through. We were particularly keen to point that out because, as I said, the previous National Government tried to remove the 72 Act that helped Christine Bartlett get her settlement and replace it with an inferior piece of legislation that would have denied, we believe, women and female-dominated occupations to achieve pay equity. So amending the current Act is a much better option than abolishing it, as National were going to do, and replace it with inferior law. So we're urging the government to amend the 72 Act and improve it rather than getting rid of it and replacing it with something worse, as the last government tried to do and are still trying to do, because they've had a private members bill which once again introduces a bill to remove the current Act, which we don't want to see happen.
Great. So would you say as a whole the Council of Trade Unions is relatively pleased with the new government so far?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, early days, but, you know, we're making good progress. It's a positive government. It would appear to respect women's rights. It respects the rights of working people and the environment. So, you know, that's very positive. Long way to go.
Sure. And you also said this morning that you're proud to tell them that you've made concrete recommendations to the new government. What exact recommendations have you given when you've been in contact with the new government?
Well, the recommendations from the Joint Working Group, that's a working group that involves business, unions and government officials. Mm-hmm. We've made concrete proposals in terms of a more simplified process to take a pay equity claim. And these proposals are different from what the previous government's going to do. They're going to make it easier to take a claim. They're going to make it easier to use comparators of any particular occupation to see what the rate is, and they're going to make it easier in terms of the legal instrument. That is, we're saying let's just amend the Act. So those are three important changes, which might seem technical, but they will result in a much easier process for women to get fair pay.
Sure. And, you know, people always say that it's hard to find exact statistics of what the pay gap is at the moment, but prior to once the cases are made easier and we take a step forward in fixing this issue, what does pay equity look like in New Zealand at the moment? How big is the gender pay gap?
Well, it's around about 14% on average hourly rate, but there's obviously a lot that I sway way beyond those averages, smaller and much greater. And if you look at the care and support settlement that the Council of Trade Unions and other unions supported behind Christine Bartlett, we spread her settlement out to 55,000 workers. Many of them were getting pay increases from the minimum wage, and now they're going right up to sort of $25, $26, $27 an hour, which is a huge increase, and just shows how far underpaid they were.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.